This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation, say yes to Friday.
Yes.
Yes. To September the 9th. Yes to Victoria Keelan. Yes to Rich McFadden. Yes to Doug Steffen here to pick some of the items this past week that were most important. I have in front of me the list. I feel like Ed McMahon introducing Karnak. I have before me a list of 10 items that has been hermetically sealed in a mayonnaise jar on the back porch of Funkin' Wagnalls. Probably Victoria doesn't even know what I'm talking about, Reggie.
I maybe got one word out of that whole sentence.
Really?
Mayonnaise jar. I'm betting.
Introducing, I mean, I know who Ed McMahon is, but I don't know who the other person is that you're introducing.
Johnny Carson?
No, you said somebody else.
Funkin'
Karnak.
Karnak. No,
Karnak.
All right, so there was a character. This is cultural.
Spend a little time on YouTube today.
Yeah, right. That would be actually a good thing to do. Johnny Carson, the best of all of the late night hosts, without question, past, present, and probably future. His sidekick, Ed McMahon, they would do a shtick. He was on Friday night called Karnak. Karnak was supposedly a gifted mentalist who could hold an envelope next to his head and glean what was inside the envelope. And there were usually lists of things and silly stuff. So when I look at this list of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine, I think to myself,
is that Karnak would give the answer.
Right. And then
and open the letter, the envelope, and it would be the question to the answer, and it was always funny.
Right.
Okay.
But the bigger question here, Doug, is
iPhone.
Do you know what Funkin' Wagnalls is?
Funkin' Wagnalls Dictionary. Do you know that Funkin' Wagnalls Dictionary? You didn't know that?
I did not.
Nobody knew that except me.
Well, it's encyclopedias.
Well, but it was a dictionary. It started out as a dictionary and then became sort of like Encyclopedia Britannica, only abridged. So your Funkin' Wagnalls was a...
Did you ever own a set of encyclopedias, Victoria?
No. Did you?
I did.
I'm sure I'm the only one who's going to say yes to that. You had a set of encyclopedias?
I was a kid in the 70s.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all online. Obviously, everything in front of you or around you is an encyclopedia. Imagine how much material there is or you have access to with a new iPhone 7 that you're going to have, Richie. The big technology story.
How much time would it have taken me to research the top 10 talk topics with encyclopedias?
Well, you wouldn't have been able to because it's this week.
Yeah.
It's going on now. Encyclopedias
is
old stuff.
I'd be able to see where Aleppo is, though.
So who's your what?
Aleppo.
Oh, yeah.
What's Aleppo?
Wow, all right. Well, then you and Gary Johnson are in the same boat.
What's Aleppo?
Gary Johnson blew up the internet yesterday. He was on MSNBC, and he was asked what he would do about Aleppo. And he goes, what's Aleppo? And the interviewer said, you're kidding, right?
Mike Barnacle,
no.
Dirtbag.
Yeah, he goes, no, I'm not kidding. What is it? Dirtbag. And he goes, the Syrian capital where all the fighting is happening, or the Syrian city where all the fighting is happening. He goes, oh, yeah.
Why is that?
It made him trend.
Okay, so he doesn't know. I'm not running for president. And I'm not trying to be someone that I'm not. I don't know. I'm paying very little attention, as you know. This program is paying very little attention to what's going on in the Middle East because it's it goes nowhere.
Yeah.
It does nothing. There's no advancement. There's no reason to be involved in it, like Fallujah. People say, well, where's Fallujah? I happen to know where Fallujah is because I was there. But other than that, I would never have paid attention
to Fallujah.
And that's
the thing. It's the moment in this election cycle where another reporter has decided to be the news instead of cover the news.
Yeah.
And he knew.
Barnacle.
100% knew. Mike Barnacle did from the Boston Globe or whatever. That, I might be able to get him on Aleppo.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
see if I can. And he did.
Yep. Okay, what is that? What
and it happens every election cycle where some can, yeah. where some reporter tries to be the news instead of cover the news.
Yep. Okay, so, he tries to. Barnacle is such an arrogant boob. He always wants to show how smart he is. He's a smug a-hole.
Well, okay. Unfortunately, he had too much ammunition yesterday, so it was unfortunate. I mean, I like Gary Johnson. It just sadly that went viral.
What information did he have besides Aleppo? What else did he have on him?
Well,
no. Well, that was the moment. That was it. Yeah.
So what? Who cares? You think that these you can't find something to trip up Hillary Clinton on or Donald Trump? You can find stuff to trip them up.
You're not going
to
trip up Hillary Clinton on Aleppo, but, you know.
No,
and Donald
no.
Trump is too smart to be able to get caught like that. He would just say anything.
And turn it around.
Right.
Yeah. Aleppo? Why do we care about Aleppo? Ask a question about something we care about. What do you mean? Aleppo is in Syria, so he would have fallen. Mr. Smug Barnacle would have easily fallen for that because he's smug. He made his made a name for himself being on with Morning Joe, and who else was he? He used to be on. I think he used to be on with Imus too, to some degree. But he's a local Boston guy. Who he's just a jerk.
The look on his face when he realized I just made big news was disgusting.
He's a jerk.
He's a jerk. You know, if you're running for president, you probably should know the whole Syrian conflict issue, and you should know Aleppo, okay? Whether you should know every single city and every single Middle Eastern country, fine, you're going to get a pass there. But just the fact that Barnacle knew and came in that morning and said, I'm going to get Gary Johnson on Aleppo, watch this.
Yeah.
Well, it is disgusting. And it's all about him and his ambition and achieving something. His goal, as you suggested, Richie, was to grab this guy to add bit of exposure because the guy's faltering. I mean, he doesn't have a career, frankly.
You know what else was interesting about this whole thing, Doug?
Yeah.
Is it blew up so fast that by the time Gary Johnson was walking out of the building, there were other reporters waiting downstairs recording him on their cell phone asking him about the Aleppo deal. And it had been 10 minutes.
And what did he get? What did Gary Johnson say?
The reporter downstairs asked him, what do you think? And Gary Johnson said, you know, hey, listen, I know about what's going on in Syria. Should I know about Aleppo? Yes, I should have. And it's frustrating. That reporter posted it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. The interaction 10 minutes after the event down in the garage of the NBC building, MSNBC. Mika found the YouTube video on her iPhone, held it up live on camera, and played it on the air.
On Joe?
Yeah, on Morning Joe. Mm-hmm. So he was on Morning Joe, didn't know what Aleppo was, went down to the parking garage, got confronted by a reporter who recorded it, posted it on YouTube. Mika back up in the studio, saw it on YouTube, and put it back on the air on her iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all about technology. Isn't it amazing? Speaking of amazing technology, the launch of OSIRIS-REx heading out to the asteroid is something that is certainly worth our attention. And what makes it doubly pleasant is something that happened 50 years ago yesterday. That story coming up. It's coming up on quarter after the hour here.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Get the cold this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
This is what it sounds like when you don't make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale. Oh, man! And this is what it sounds like when you do make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Woo! We made it!
It's the Chevy 72-hour sale. Qualified buyers can get 0% financing for 72 months on all their favorite 2016 Chevy models. But hurry, the clock is ticking. Get yours now. Chevrolet, find new roads. Monthly payment is $1,389 for $1,000 finance. Example down payment 7.8%. Most financed through GM Financial. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Excludes L trims. Take delivery by 9916. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Bigger than big.
That's right.
All right, 17 after the hour. So the launch of the OSIRIS-REx occurred on the same evening, 50 years to the moment, of the first Star Trek episode.
That's awesome.
That's interesting timing.
I thought that was fabulous, frankly. So, and other than it was the anniversary, 50th anniversary of the first Star Trek episode on television, the OSIRIS-REx is out on an asteroid mining mission. Remember when I had that kid on who was the captain of the ship?
Yes.
And he's going to sit in a warehouse in Austin, Texas, and actually fly this thing? That's how fabulous technology has become.
For us non-space nerds, what is OSIRIS-REx?
OSIRIS-REx is it looks like a hummingbird. It was on an Atlas V rocket, took off from Cape Kennedy yesterday. On its way, it's a 9-year mission to go to an asteroid named Bennu, B-E-N-N-U. Bennu is, an asteroid that we have identified as something that we can find, land on, get scoops full of what amounts to gravel, mm-hmm. and bring it back. But it won't be back here until 2020.
Is this the first time we've ever done anything
yes.
like this, land
yes.
on an asteroid?
Yes.
I mean, they did it in the movie Armageddon, let's
yes,
be honest.
Yes, they did.
No, the Brits did it last year.
Who did it?
The Brits did it last year. What was that?
British, the European Space Agency?
Yeah.
I don't believe it was the same thing.
No, they landed on an asteroid last year.
Well, what do they do with the stuff that they landed? This is out there to dig the dirt of the asteroid and bring it back. I don't know.
Now, is that because we don't know what composition an asteroid is?
Well, they want to find out the origins of the universe. They want to find out what we have here that may exist elsewhere. For not purely scientific reasons. There are a lot of people who think we better be looking around for a place to go because we're ruining this place where we live now at an alarming rate.
Oh, yeah. We definitely need our next planet to ruin, for sure.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, that's sort of what this is all about.
The Rosetta.
What's the Rosetta?
That was the one that landed on the...
Yeah, but what did they do with the... It landed, but then what happened?
Oh, I gotta look.
Oh, I know. The washing machine.
That's the washing machine. Right?
Yeah. It landed and sent back some information, but it's not going to come back here.
It is not. That's not.
Yeah. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Perry's music graces is now 24 after the hour. Music news, because music is a very important part of our lives, so we try to spend some time in each hour focused on various items that are important from the world of music. This reference here is to a survivor of the Orlando nightclub shooting, Tony Marrero. He was on Ellen discussing his love for Katy Perry in her recent single, Rise, telling Ellen that the song helped him through the time he spent hospitalized following the attack. So, Katy Perry shows up on the Ellen program to surprise this fan. Here's what it sounded like.
I'm glad you could be here. That's so sweet of you to come, because this was important to him, obviously.
Yeah,
and
of course.
You do know that your music does that for people, obviously. You see people singing your lyrics when you're out performing, but to know it touches someone who is struggling and getting through something this tough.
Life isn't easy, and you need little relief.
Yeah.
Through songs, quite possibly. I'm happy to be a joy. I'm happy to be a light, and I'm happy I could be there in my own little way to help you.
All right.
I heard that you're creative, just like me, and you have dreams, and you want to go out there and do good and fulfill them, and I heard that you want to go to film school, so I personally want to pay for your first year at film school.
Yeah. The two hugged each other, cried. They were both shaking, were electrified by each other and inspired. Katy Perry said she told Marrero she's happy she could be a joy, a light, could be there to help him.
This was really sweet. I don't normally pay that much attention to Katy Perry, although now I'm really on her side after this whole Taylor Swift feud, because she was the one who said, okay, eventually everyone's going to catch on, and everyone's going to see that Taylor Swift is just not
big
who
phony.
She claims to be. Yeah.
Big phony. She's a big phony. All right, we got all suckered in on that. So that's the Katy Perry story. Now back to Orlando with a focus. Sia has paid tribute to some of the victims in a video. She just released a new track this week called The Greatest, as well as an accompanying video starring her favorite dance prodigy, Maddie Ziegler.
Yeah.
So Maddie is the dancer in Sia's videos. Is that pretty much how
yeah,
it's gone?
Yeah, she's 12, I think.
Wow.
And she is, if you're a fan of dance in any form, you will be mesmerized by this little girl. She's just incredible. And Sia recognized her talent from a reality TV show that Maddie was on. And she's been the star of all the videos since. Except for this video, she is the star, but she has 48 other dancers with her.
Really?
Signifying the 49 total victims of Orlando.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the Pulse nightclub. It's a wonderful video. I don't know, if, Rich, if we have that song, The Greatest. It's her new single. It was released this week with the hashtag #WeAreYourChildren. Mm-hmm. And it's a haunting video, but it's really fabulous.
It concludes with the dancers moving and shaking in what looks like a sort of post-apocalyptic nightclub setting before all falling to the ground, which in turn exposes light streaming through a bullet-pierced wall behind them. Pretty,
it makes a very poignant statement.
I was going to say, pretty direct in the reference to what happened in Orlando. So a couple of nice pieces of news and information and things happening as a result of music wrapped around what happened in Orlando last summer. Isn't that awful? I'm saying last summer. I'm going to say last summer.
July.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was. I think it was early.
It seems like it was so far away.
Yeah, that is one of the things it does. Yeah, the time has gone by so quickly, but yet it does seem like it was quite a while ago that thing took place. You're right. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, 28 after the hour.
Doesn't say 1,000 words. In fact, a picture doesn't even say one word. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You've heard the saying many times before, a picture says 1,000 words. But the reality is that a picture says no words at all. The words, if any are said about the picture, come from inside the observer, not the picture. It's the very reason why people have different reactions to pictures. A picture is what a picture is, but it's our view of that picture that creates the words to label what we see. When you understand that a picture only holds the words that your brain speaks, then you will see more clearly how your experience shapes your vision. And that is a huge step toward awareness. For more on perspective, visit drchristianconti.com.
Lionfish are cool to see, but stings are painful and on the rise as their numbers increase. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what to do if a lionfish stings you.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety is Association.
Lionfish possess spines that transport venom into puncture wounds. The injuries can be extraordinarily painful. Soaking the wound in non-scalding hot water to tolerance will likely relieve the pain from a lionfish sting. Of course, if the injured person appears intoxicated or is weak, vomiting, short of breath, or unconscious, seek immediate advanced medical care. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Stefan with Victoria Keelan, DJV without Jay, Jennifer in Hawaii.
Miss Jay, but we're jealous.
Yes,
Jay,
well, we miss Kara. We miss Kara. Richie there holding his own, holding us up, if you will. Here is, as I look at the stories again, the chart from Talkers Magazine this week, some of the items of interest, the iPhone revelations, which we get to later on in this half hour. What went on at Fox News this week? More info from Chicago on the murder statistics from the summertime. I don't know why I want to focus on that. I sure as heck really don't. I see that Mr. Copernicus is still in the news. There's a lot of controversy for Colin Kaepernick. How do you pronounce the name?
Kaepernick.
Whatever.
Yeah, but Colin Copernicus is way better.
I hear the Seahawks, the whole Seahawks team is going to kneel in support of him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Last night, the night before, Benjamin Watson gave a response, an opinion on Facebook. And it reads as follows. I will not have the option to kneel this Sunday while the national anthem is being played. A week ago, in what would prove to be my last pregame opportunity of the season, I stood with my right hand over my heart as the anthem played. And if I am fortunate enough to ever be dressed for another game, I imagine I would be doing the same thing. I did it in my last game, standing. Not because America is all I desire it to be, but because most assuredly it's not. Racism still stews. Families are fractured. The unborn are trashed. Schools are struggling. Religious freedom is increasingly under attack. Violence pollutes our cities and our suburbs, and there's a growing divide between law enforcement and the community. This, again, is Benjamin Watson. I stand, however, because I grew up in Navy Town, USA, and traveled overseas to support members of our armed forces who follow orders regardless of their personal sentiments. I stand for those who were forced to give their lives building the country that confined them to the tobacco fields and to plantations. I stand because as a child I saw my father stand, a man who lived the transition from separate but equal to the times surrounding the Civil Rights Act, when angry people who held signs at his new school viciously screamed, should I write? But he writes the N-word back.
Yes, anyway. Yes.
He says, I stand because, on the contrary, nobody held such a sign when I walked into my grade school. Before competition, as I stand in shoulder pads and cleats, my helmet in my left hand, adrenaline flowing and my heart raging under my right hand, I never forgot the ills of America, but for a moment I envision its potential. Remember its prosperity and give thanks to God for the land he has placed me in and the people I love who live in it. I think that's a fairly
well
good
said.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep.
It was hot on Facebook yesterday, and everybody just really respected the fact that he sees the bad but works for the good and for hope.
Yep.
Well, and he also said he respects that Colin Kaepernick can do a silent protest, and he can do, that's part of why we all like living in America. We can do those things. So he respects it, but I like that he's choosing a more positive path.
Yep. Good for him. I thought it was worth an airing.
Absolutely.
Here's something else that I think is worth an airing. When people send along ideas, you can follow us, The Constant Conversation, Twitter at DJVShow and Facebook.com/DJVShow. You'll find some of these comments, some of my items. I've posted a lot of stuff this week on my Facebook pages. And then you can always reach me by sending an email to Doug@DougStephan.com, which is what Roger did. He wrote, good morning, Doug. Couple of things. Per your conversation about credit cards, remember, for the most part, banks borrow money, charge interest, and late fees. Visa and MasterCard simply run a digital network that processes payments. So go after the banks, not the digital network. Otherwise, you'd have to include Apple, as their Apple Pay runs on MasterCard and Visa's network. I did not know that. Did you know that? Apple Pay runs on...
I don't use Apple Pay, but yes.
I was talking about...
that's a lie. That's a lie. I have my Apple Pay, Apple Wallet set up. Yeah, no, I do use it sometimes.
No, it isn't a lie. It's a misstatement. Lie is a horrible word. I don't like lie. I never use it. I think it's a horrible... It's one of those horrible words. Just a horrible, horrible word. And I'm sure
it has
to do...
I obviously meant it as a joke.
No, I understand that, but I'm just telling you why I'm sensitive to... As I sort of dig around more into the Constellation stuff, there are certain words that come up, crop up, and I remember being accused of being a liar when I was a kid when I wasn't, and being accused of being a liar as an adult when I wasn't. And so it hits a button, if you know what I mean. Anyway,
I get it, yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking yesterday about, I was advising you or asking you to really look at if the phenomenon, I think what raised my attention to this first was the phenomenon of so many offers being mailed to people of every status in this country for a new credit card, whether it's an American Express Gold card or whether it's just a $500 credit card you can get if your credit's lousy, whatever it is, and everything in between. There is a lot of information that most people don't look at, including the interest they're going to be charged, how much the annual fee is. You know, you can pay $450 a year for a platinum card from American Express.
Yeah, which I guess, I mean, I've been offered that a lot, but I just don't fly as much, so I don't need it.
And that's where it really is worthwhile.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That would be the only real perk to it.
So anyway, this person was responding to my discussion of how much the interest was. I wasn't, maybe he misunderstood what I was saying. I wasn't complaining about the fact that banks charge money. Of course, that's how they make interest. But I think that the 29% or whatever some of these interest rates are is a little usury. And then people come back and say, well, you know how many people stiff the banks? And that's why they charge. So the people who stiff the banks don't pay anything, and the people who pay get it stuck.
Right.
That's kind of like the same logic as insurance. Our insurance premiums go up. The people who pay their bill, they pay more because the people who use the system and don't have insurance or don't pay are factored into what we pay. That's the strangest thing. To reward somebody by charging them more because they pay their bill versus the people who don't pay their bill and they don't have to pay anything and they know how to use the system.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, this person suggested that Discover and American Express are regulated under the banking rules and they both process payments and are the loaners of the money. Yeah, of course it's a loan. That's what it is. If you pay it off at the end of every month, if you're fortunate enough to do that, then you don't have to pay them any interest. Bing, bang, boom.
Keep an eye out. I got a credit card from, I can't remember the bank now, but one of the big banks last month, and I had never applied for it.
They just sent you a credit card?
Sent me a credit card.
With a bill for membership or whatever they do?
Yes.
Meh.
So I got the card, but then I never got anything after that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I get a late notice for payment.
So I call them up,
and I'm like, I never asked for your card. I got your card. I cut it up. I threw it away.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're sorry. We'll take care of it right away. The late payment was for the fee, and you didn't pay the fee, so there was a late payment on the fee that you didn't pay for the credit card.
Is that going to ding your credit?
Well, they send a letter, and they send me a copy of the letter to the credit agencies, having them take it off of my credit report. But here's the bigger problem.
That's a lot of follow-up, because they claim that they're going to do that, and a lot of people find
that
they never
do. But here's the bigger problem. They do not issue credit cards unless you apply for it. I did not apply for it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So now I'm going through the process of checking my credit report every couple of months to make sure
I check mine every month.
Yeah.
Every month.
So how do you check yours? Because I'm going to freecreditreport.com and just, you know, saying, okay, give me a...
I signed up for a report, for a series of reports, so that I would know what was going on, because I had some trouble with my...
I remember that, yeah.
And I wanted not to have it to take a nosedive because of something that's bad enough to get caught in stuff that you do, but to have it take a nosedive because of stuff you didn't do or don't do.
Right.
And that's really what happens. The credit card report or the credit reporting agency, the biggest scam in America. And how these people get away, who appointed them as the keeper of the record on me, and why it is that banks can just go to them and say, okay, this is what you credit. Well, that's not really what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this report. This is wrong, and that's wrong.
If some doctor's office decides that they didn't like the way you paid your bill, or that you have a difference with them, and you don't pay it because you don't think you owe them the money for bad service, they ding your credit report, and it takes an act of Jesus to get it taken off.
It sure does. Very difficult. Yep. Okay. So let's see here. Where are we? I think we better... spend a moment. Where's my... I was going to talk about science and our bodies because of something that I just realized. There's a university professor who's been studying GMO corn, and he fed it to a bunch of rats. I just posted this on my Facebook page. The study discovered the rats who were fed this GMO stuff had tumors, died prematurely. And that wasn't even the purpose of the study. It was set up to examine the long-term toxicity of eating Monsanto's GMO corn. But there's a secondary side, I suppose, quote-unquote, benefit of this. They realized that the Roundup that had been used to keep the weeds from growing around the corn is in the corn because it's in the soil. You spray it, gets in the soil, gets on the corn. feed that to these rats, you should see the pictures.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put this on our show Facebook page and Twitter.
Ugh. Yeah, I did put it on my own.
I don't eat any corn. I don't eat anything with corn, high fructose corn syrup in it. I don't eat any corn on the cob, frozen corn, nothing, unless it is absolutely labeled non-GMO, which is hard to find in America now.
Yeah, it is.
It is really hard to find non-GMO. Yep. Popcorn, even if it says organic popcorn, people are so fooled by the organic label. You can be organic and still be GMO.
Right. Organic
people
is
just don't
joke
get
now.
That.
Told you about when we went to Colombia and my kids opened up the watermelon, asked for watermelon, and my daughter was like, "What are all these seeds doing in here?"
Like, daughter, seeds are good.
Right, you don't get the seeds here in the United States of watermelon anymore
because they're all grown out of it.
Yeah, seedless grapes, totally genetically modified, and people don't even think about that. Oh, these are organic grapes. No, well, they started out as GMO.
Okay, let's talk about something else scientific regarding your body and your blood flow. We all know healthy circulation is critical, especially as you age. There's a way to support your healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your system that convert to nitric oxide, that open up your arteries and get blood to every single part of your body. That's what Superbeets does. It gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every inch, every little nook and cranny in your body. One scoop of Superbeets in a 4-ounce glass of water or a smoothie, and you, my friends, are all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels. You got good blood pressure, you want to keep it that way, and you do with Superbeets, which works 3 times faster to give you results that you can feel. Richie takes it every day, Victoria takes it every day. It's about blood flow. It's about your health. That's why you take Superbeets every day. You'll feel the energy. It gives you stamina. I want you to feel the way we feel, and that's why I suggest you call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order them at DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen. Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Get the cool this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's Cash for every $50 spent. No limits. Use your Kohl's Cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Gabe.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Are
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Past the hour, time for us to review the top five technology stories of the week. And here to help us do that, I'm going to be the big voice announcer. Victoria Keeler will give you the news. Richard Fenn may have a comment depending on that. This is pretty much, it looks like all iPhone. I mean, there's a little bunch of stuff, but the big deal is iPhones.
It was a big week for Apple, yes.
Right. But let's not leave Samsung out. Number five.
Well, in an unprecedented event, Samsung issued a global recall for its newest smartphone, the Galaxy Note 7. Actually, only 1 month.
Blows up.
Well, yeah, after 1 month that it was out, it was touted as this was going to be the official rival to the iPhone, and people had such high hopes for this model. But apparently, right after it went on sale, some of the early bird buyers in the U.S. and South Korea started sharing photos online of phones that were catching on fire while they were charging. So while they were plugged into the wall, they were causing a spark, and then they were catching on fire. Samsung says the fires were caused by a battery cell issue, and they normally don't have a risk with the lithium-ion batteries. Something went wrong here. One guy was in a hotel room, and his hotel room caught on fire, the carpet did, and he owed $1,400 in damages.
Oh, my God.
A lot of Samsung customers not really happy this week.
All right. Number four this week, a focus on Instagram.
Well, Instagram last week made some really good headlines because they finally allowed you to zoom in on their pictures.
Oh,
it's not
God.
A big zoom, but it is a zoom. You can see a little more detail in pictures. Now, Instagram is tackling another issue that a lot of people have been complaining about, and it's bad lighting. So if you have an iPhone, which is until you get the iPhone 7 Plus, which has the double camera, and it's going to be a much better camera. If you have a current iPhone, it's not great with lighting. And if you're in a dimly lit area, you definitely are going to kind of have to use a filter from Instagram to lighten everything up. When you filter your photos that aren't that great to begin with, then you end up with just a less quality image on Instagram. So Instagram Stories has launched their own lighting filter. So now if you are using Instagram Stories and you see a strange little half moon symbol show up, it means that it's telling you you need more light and that it will auto-correct the light for you. It's not perfect, but it is a huge improvement. And pretty soon it will be moved over from Instagram Stories to all the Instagram photos that you take. So people are very happy about this if you have a badly lit iPhone.
All right, number two this week on our tech list of the top five.
Number three.
I'm sorry, it is number three. Yes, I'm looking at
number three, another big story, and Richie and I were talking about this earlier in the week. This was a huge story. Dropbox had this massive breach of 60 million Dropbox users, and their passwords and email addresses have all been breached. So if you have not already changed your Dropbox password, do it yesterday. Do it immediately, and don't use the same password for every service and every website, because this is what happens when people keep saying using a unique password for every system you're using. This is why, because once you're breached, they'll run software to match up your email and password against every other website, and most likely they can tap into other information that you don't want anyone knowing. So I think, Richie, you said you use 1Password?
I use LastPass.
LastPass. The other one that's similar to LastPass is 1Password, and this is a service that will take all of your passwords and give you a unique password for each site, but you only need to know one to log in. So it's a very wise, very good thing to do.
All right, number two and number one, focusing on Apple.
Of course, today is the day if you want to pre-order the new iPhone 7. If you still have an iPhone 6 or an iPhone 5 that's in good condition, there are a lot of resellers who are looking to capitalize on that. If you have a 16-gig iPhone 6 that's in good condition, Walmart's trade-in site is offering $200. A site called Glide is offering $326. It does include an $88 fee, so subtract that, and that's what you'll walk home with. If you have 128-gig iPhone 6 Plus, those prices are ranging from $450 to $567 for resale. Glide said as soon as the new iPhones actually hit shelves, which is September 16th, they're going to see about a 15% decline in the old iPhone models and prices.
All right. And we only have a few seconds, so let's get to number one, please.
Number one, the big story, the iPhone 7. And the iPhone 7 is pretty much the same. And, of course, the big story with the iPhone is no more headphone jack. Wireless AirPods.
Or Bluetooth, or the adapter for the old headset.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Top five items that are trending in technology as a public service of this program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.